Episode number 214, Contests and Videos.
Coming to you almost live from the Motor City, Detroit, Michigan, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast with your host Chris Frezza and Jason Debler. Strap in, it's the Camaro C28.com podcast on the air.
And here we go for another episode of the Camaro Z28.com podcast. I'm Chris.
I'm Jason.
And it's October.
Hell with Jack Frost. Okay.
It's 31 degrees out. The first time I've seen in my Camaro the warning ice, maybe, you know, with the little snowflake thing in the center. Yeah, it was cold this morning.
Yeah, to hell with Jack Frost, like yeah. I said.
The hell with winter.
But
we're going to bring sunshine to you this week.
We are? Not with me co-hosting the show. Hell no. No, that's okay. Because, you know, I'm a snowmobile freak.
Yeah.
As I've been making very prominently and well known.
But we always have good stuff to talk about.
That's right. We do. We're going to be giving away a lot of stuff in the near future.
Very soon.
In the window to get your hat in the ring, I guess. Your whatever.
It's just the next few days.
Yeah, and then we're going to close the window on it. And
what, at like 11:59 p.m. on October 15th?
Or whenever I get tired and decide I want to go to bed.
Yeah.
Guess what? Closed. If you don't know what we're talking about, where have you been? We've been running a contest for the past, month and a half,
since
months?
August.
Yeah, a very cool picture contest that is simple in concept but hard to grasp.
What was the name of that contest?
The Camaro Z28.com Photo Fun Challenge.
Yes.
And basically, the long and short of it is you print out our site logo, and we provide the official printout file to print out. And then you must take a picture of it and a Camaro.
Or Firebird.
If you want. And submit it, you know, post it to your photo gallery on your account on CamaroZ28.com. Submit it, and you could win. You could be a big wiener, man.
Yeah, oh, yeah. Four Nitto tires.
Of your choice.
Yeah, as long as they're not truck tires.
Right, truck tires. But it could be drag radials if you want them.
Yeah, two drag radials, two regular ones right up for up front.
Four drag radials if you're a baller.
Yeah, man.
Any size they make, any street tire. We're also giving away a bunch of stuff from Zeno, BF Xenon, Defender Works, Cypress Classics. We got some stuff of our own that we're going to give you. Lots and lots and lots and lots of stuff to give away, but if you don't enter, you don't win.
Yeah. And
make
sure you follow the directions.
Oh, yeah.
You could have the best picture on there that looks like it's going to win, and you didn't post it in your photo gallery. Oh.
Or you photoshopped it.
Oh. Yeah.
Yeah.
It won't even be included in the top 10 to be voted on.
We appreciate the entry, and it's nice to look at, but you're not going to win if you don't follow the very simple rules. You just got to read them.
Yeah.
I don't think people are reading the rules. They're just kind of skipping the rules, going to the entries and go, oh, I can do that in Photoshop, and then,
yep.
Sorry.
Yeah.
You lose.
Yeah. So.
You get nothing. Good day, sir.
So, make sure you follow the rules, get your pictures in, and after we close it out, we're going to go through, pick our top 10. And then you, the listeners and viewers, can go ahead and vote.
Mm-hmm. And the window is going to end in 3 days from the release of this episode, October 15th.
How long are we going to let the voting go on for?
I don't know.
For the end of the month?
A couple weeks.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Till Halloween?
Sure.
Yeah?
Yeah. And then we will declare the winner.
On November 1st?
Well, it'll be visible. They'll be able to see who's getting the more votes. But we'll actually officially be the, you know, the official timekeeper or whatever.
Official.
Yeah.
Official.
Here on the Camaro Z28.com podcast, the following episode after Halloween.
On November 1st and then November 2nd, we leave for Las Vegas.
Bye!
To some nice sunny weather and wonderful, beautiful Las Vegas.
Ciao,
for
baby.
The SEMA show.
I'm going to lose all my money. My Camaro's going to be there. Hopefully it's done in time.
Yeah, wow. It's like a whirlwind of stuff and getting done. Throwing mods at it like crazy and seeing what sticks.
Well, you know, it's what I get for actually stopping to think things through. It actually worked against me.
Yeah, no kidding.
For a change.
Wow.
Yeah, but it'll be cool. We'll be out in SEMA. We'll be anybody who else is out in SEMA. We're going to put together a get-together.
Yeah, a little meetup.
A little meetup. We're thinking, well, we don't know exactly where, but it should be maybe Wednesday night somewhere in the after 7 o'clock time.
Yeah.
Kick back with a few drinks. We're going to have a lot of people from the industry there. I believe we're going to have people from Petters, including Petters Australia.
Oh, okay.
So Pete Bassica is bringing his Down Under buddies.
Okay.
That sounded bizarre.
Yeah.
Sorry, Pete. I didn't mean for it to come out that way.
It's going to be a casual, Borla, know, come Nitto, as you go, right?
Probably somebody from Magna Charger. You know, it's, yeah, come as you are, show up in ripped up jeans and a Slayer t-shirt for all I care.
Yeah.
And
gamble a little, drink a little, talk, gamble a little.
It's going to be a meeting of the CamaroZ28.com community and influential minds.
Yes.
Yes.
All of our,
I like that.
All of our, some, you know, our members who can attend, mm-hmm. our Twitter followers.
Of course, all our old friends from the Las Vegas F-Body Association.
Of course.
Can't be the same without them. We talked a little while ago about SEMA opening it up to the public if you meet a certain criteria, and we got a private message from one of our listeners.
Yes.
And retweeters.
Yeah.
And site members, and she said that she got chosen to be there, so she will be there.
Yeah.
I do not have pictures, so don't ask me to post them.
Yeah.
Anyway. I don't even know what she looks like. She's probably very pretty.
She likes Camaro, so that's a plus in my book.
Good enough for me. She's probably cool as hell. So we'll be there.
Yeah.
I'll be drunk.
As usual.
I'm not an alcoholic. I just like to kick back a few times with my buddies. That's all.
Well, as usual, I meant as usual as in SEMA shows in the past.
Thank you. I don't
think, as in every night.
I don't think, right. I'll be drunk as usual.
Put that beer down, damn it.
Shut up, man. It makes the show flow better. I'm going to go throw up about something else. No, last SEMA I overdid it. I was overserved.
Yeah, you had
a hat on
a wonderful
said,
hat.
That was made by the staff.
Yeah, well, that's because we met at Dick's or Last Resort.
It was one of those rude.
Rude and crude and loud and obnoxious
restaurants. It was funny.
Restaurants.
It was funny, but I don't think we're going to do that again. We're going to have a place a little more relaxed and casual. So, bottom line, if you're not there, we can't stand you.
Yeah.
You be there.
And we're not going to be at the top of the Palms Hotel, you know.
Nope.
No, it's just going to be
casual. Come as you are. Go as you want.
Somewhere on the strip in a hotel. Not room, but
yes,
a hotel.
Thank you. Pete and his down under buddies. Oh, really? Sorry, Pete. I'm just kidding. And all our friends down under from Petters that are listening, I'm just kidding, as far as I know. All right, let's move on before I get myself in trouble with my friends.
What else we got to talk about this week?
Videos.
Videos.
Yeah. Chris, you and I came across a couple of interesting
videos.
We've
been having a good time this week just looking at just car videos that are just, some are just, oh my God, asinine. And some are so funny and so dangerous.
Yeah. No, yeah, right. Before we go any further, we're not suggesting anybody attempt to recreate this because you will die.
Yes.
You will die. Just
probably will.
Just say, nope, not going to try it. I'll die.
Probably, if they would have done it, 99 times out of 100, they probably would have died every time except this once.
In the ground, dark, dead.
Let's set the stage here. Let's picture, an old, 1970s, large...
Buick LeSabre?
Buick LeSabre.
Lucky guess.
Rocketing.
Over a hill. A long time. This thing was obviously VHS.
Yeah.
I found this. I don't even know. I found this on Street Fire.
Yeah.
I couldn't help but post it to my Facebook profile. And because I'm such a huge influence to the internet automotive world, it's going to be just shooting around the globe now. But speaking of shooting, this car comes flying over this hill. Where I grew up in the country, we used to do little hill jumps, where maybe two tires on one side would leave the ground just for a split second. And then, and then you'd land and you're like, ooh, you almost wiped out.
Yeah.
This car.
All four wheels leave the ground and it lands on the back left wheel.
And they must have gotten
major.
20 feet of horizontal airtime, 20 or 30 or 40 feet.
And it's funny how, there's a guy in a walkie-talkie, and he says, okay, it's all clear, go. And then next thing you know, you just hear this loud engine roar as it just rips over the hill. Oh, my God. It's hilarious. Yeah, of course, we don't condone doing this at home. And,
yeah, because at the end of the hill was a bunch of trees.
Yeah, I actually had a friend in high school who died doing this.
Yeah, so it's hard not to laugh. So it's okay to laugh when that doesn't happen that way.
Yeah.
But, we're going to post a link to that on Street Fire, our friends at Street Fire.
Yeah.
And Chris, you found one.
Yeah. Evidently through Facebook, somebody posted this link, which I reshared. It was this guy just driving on the expressway, and all of a sudden this Corvette just absolutely just blazes by him. Oh, he must have been doing, I don't know, about 150 miles an hour, because by the time you can tell it's a Corvette, it's gone. You can't even see it on the screen anymore.
Yeah.
It's absolutely hilarious and extremely dangerous.
Yeah. That's the beauty, is that you can watch somebody else do dumb things, and if they get away with it, you can still live vicariously.
Right.
Live being the operative word. So yeah. We're saying enjoy these videos. Don't try to recreate them.
Right.
I certainly wouldn't. But I found the Buick LeSabre video.
Did you?
Yeah. Let's hear. I'll pull it up in a second here. It's going to take a minute to load. But just the sound of it. Ladies and gentlemen, picture a Buick LeSabre rocketing over a hill.
It's clear, man. Keep going. So clear, man.
They just play it over and over
again.
Yeah, it's crazy. That reminds me of another video I saw a couple weeks ago. And I think it was a Dodge Ram truck.
Oh, I saw that one too.
Where he was doing a burnout.
And he ate it.
And he ate it and he flipped the truck.
And he gets out and he's like, what happened, man?
Yeah. Wow.
And that was one of those Dodge SRT10s too.
Right.
Beautiful truck. It's too bad. Anyway, you know, we could talk about cool videos we've seen all day. But what we're getting to here is that our video section, CamaroZ28.com/videos, was down for a little while. We believe it to be fully functional and back up and running, so we're encouraging people, you find a cool video, and you know, a lot of people post to multiple places.
Yeah.
They'll stand by YouTube and Vimeo. That's what Casey J. Porter does for his videos. Don't forget about Camaro, our video section, too, because a lot of people still visit it.
Yeah, go to videos.CamaroZ28.com and go ahead and upload your video right there.
Or if you can't remember that, just stick videos at the end of CamaroZ28.com/ and it'll go too.
That's right.
Yep. It takes a different account than on your message board, but it's easy to sign up. And
yeah, no biggie.
Yep. If it doesn't work, give us a call or give us an email.
Or an email.
Give us a bug report and let us know so we can look into it. But
yeah.
We encourage people to upload their cool vids to that as well.
Yeah.
Well, I guess it's that time again for our voicemails.
Yeah.
Do we have any?
We have one this week.
Well, then he's a winner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Pretty much, unless he's won before. You want to kick it off?
Well, why don't you tell people how to get a hold of us first?
First? That's kind of different. All right.
To stay informed and in touch with the CamaroZ28.com crew, go to the message boards at CamaroZ28.com. If you have a question for the podcast, call the CamaroZ28.com voicemail hotline. The number is 586-486-3182. That's 586-486-3182.
Since we only have the one lone one here.
Big winner. No emails even?
No emails. Sorry, it's been a quiet week.
Wow, what's wrong with you guys?
Hey, Chris. Hey, Jason. This is Vet Mark from the boards. Been listening to your podcast lately. Just wanted to let you know that I've been thoroughly enjoying my SSRS Camaro. My wife has one as well, and she's been thoroughly enjoying that also. Last podcast I listened to, you were talking about the R2-D2, and I'm going to take a stab at it. And I think that what you're referring to is the light sensor up by the base of the windshield. Hope that's it. I'll be listening to see if I actually got it right. So, keep up the good work on the podcast, and we'll talk to you later. Bye.
Okay. Thanks for your voicemail. Jason, was the R2-D2 the light on the dashboard?
The light sensor? I'll go to the judges, and the judges say,
congratulations, you are a winner. Oh, that was great. Yeah.
And to nobody else for guessing.
Yeah, I know. Jeez.
That's right. It looks like a little R2-D2.
Doesn't it?
Thingy, right? We're talking about the light, the little bulb light sensor.
Sits right on the dash.
Right on
there?
The dash in the middle, right where the dash meets the windshield of a 2010 Camaro. It looks like a little R2-D2 head that's just, you know, plastic.
Yeah.
And so there you go.
So Vet Mark. You are a big winner this week.
Yes, sir.
You're going to win a CamaroZ28.com prize pack.
That's right. In fact, I need to go into the... hey, where's my audio?
Where's your audio?
For the sound.
I don't know.
I mean, I got... Well, there it is. Was that the open or the close?
That was the close, I think.
Okay, hold on. No, that's the close. Okay, so, and 3, 2. We're not even going to edit this out. So let me go into the prize, CamaroZ28.com prize vault here. There we go.
Now it's open.
Right, I mean, there we go. Now I'm in the prize vault, and I come back out, and I'm going to close it up before the rats get in. So.
Finally.
This has been a bizarre podcast so far. If you're a first-time listener, it's not always this goofy. So anyway, what we've been doing is anybody who calls in and leaves us a voicemail, and we gave out the number before, we pick one every week, and we give them away a prize. It's that simple. As long as you haven't won before, you're eligible. This is our only voicemail, so it's our only winner. And
plus, he answered the question.
Plus, he answered the question, so I'll try to make it extra cool, maybe throw in a bonus extra prize or something like that. So, Vet Mark, all you got to do is just shoot us an email at webmasters@camaroz28.com with your shipping address and your shirt size, just in case I have a shirt that's going to fit you, and we'll get your prize out there.
Excellent.
Just like that.
Excellent.
Next week, we are giving away a larger prize than we have from Camaro Collection. Am I correct?
That is correct.
Every month, we give away one prize from Camaro Collection, who's one of our sponsors of CamaroZ28.com, helps us keep things rolling. And as the months go on, the prizes get larger. We've given away polo shirts and hats and a couple of cool things.
Yeah.
So, and in the off week, we give away some from our own, from the old prize vault here.
That's right.
So, congratulations, Vet Mark.
And his wife.
And your
wife. Both own Camaros, new Camaros.
We could use some pictures of the cars.
Absolutely.
And the wife, if you want. That contest ends in a couple of days, buddy.
Yeah.
There's your chance. Get a free set of Nitto tires for one or both of those cars.
Right.
So that's it, huh? No emails, no voicemails?
No emails, no, that's it.
Must be the time of season, because everything seems to be getting a little slow. Yeah. Once it starts getting really cold, everybody kind of just goes, oh, crap.
Yeah.
And they
except
stop
the West
for a
Coast
week.
People. Yeah, but... Because they can keep driving.
Yeah, well, they need to learn to swim, because the San Andreas fault line is getting... Just kidding.
Yeah.
It's an old Tool song.
Yep. Yeah.
Somebody will get the reference. Our buddy, Tim DeYoung.
From ModernCamaro.com.
Is a baller. What did he just post, Chris? I'm so impressed, I can't even get it out.
Yeah, he posted that he went 12.8 and 108 in his L99-powered 2010 Camaro SS.
That's pretty cool.
That is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Way to go, Tim.
Yeah, I don't know if he got a tune or not, but I thought I saw that he did, but he's saying it's stock, so I don't know if you mean stock engine, stock intake, stock exhaust.
Right.
That's awesome.
It is.
There's been a lot of rumors, but no proof that the cars can get into the 12s. From a very credible person, a very good friend of ours. There you have it. It's
absolutely.
In the 12s.
Oh, yeah.
Congratulations. I don't have the audio of the crowd, so.
Oh.
So, this is the first slow episode we've had in a long time.
Yeah.
It's kind of refreshing.
Yeah. We can listen to the dogs here.
Your dog is trying to look up my skirt.
No.
Whatever she's...
Look up your kilt.
My kilt, hey. Did you enjoy your rum drink, smartass? We have a sponsor that I'd like to talk about.
You would?
Yeah.
Okay.
Redline Goods.
That's right.
They've been a sponsor of CamaroZ20.com for
many years.
A long time. And the nice part is not only are they cool to deal with, they make a cool product. They make leather shift boots and armrest padding and special custom leather goods.
With genuine Italian leather.
Fine, buttery Italian leather.
Yes.
And they're handcrafted. I actually have a sample in my garage of this stuff. It's really high quality stuff. And every now and then they throw out a coupon code worth a discount.
Yes.
And
instead of reading that coupon code, because it's a long list of letters and numbers put together, I'm going to post that in the show notes.
Yeah. And this special ends October 16th. So
yes.
If you're interested in, if you've got a worn shift boot or you want to do some custom leather work for the interior of your car, and it doesn't have to be a Camaro, it could be any car. They do just about anything, you name it. They have the ability to do it.
They look awesome. They post a lot of pictures,
too. The quality is very, very good. There's no question about it. It's one of those higher quality things, but the price is pretty reasonable.
Yep.
So, you got a chance to save some cabbage if you need one.
What's her web address?
It's redlinegoods.com, but you can check out the supporting vendor and sponsor special section. They always got some pictures of new products, even special stitching techniques, different colors and things that it might not be a picture of a Camaro, but it's of another car that they've done something cool they can do on a Camaro.
Right.
Check it out. Great people, great products.
Awesome.
What else we got going on? Is that it?
That's it.
Wow, it's been the first quiet week in a long, long time.
Yeah.
We could use the break, quite honestly.
Absolutely, because, we're gearing up here for SEMA, and that's going to be an explosion of information there. So.
Oh, speaking of SEMA, I haven't given anybody the update on my car.
Oh, yet. Okay.
As I mentioned earlier in the episode, I'm a little under the gun getting the car ready for SEMA.
You can say that again.
But earlier I did put the Petters Extreme XA coilover kit on it with a prototype sway bar, and I've been very, very happy with that. Lowering the car and the handling is unbelievable with the adjustments that Pete Bassick from Petters made. So that's something I'm extremely happy with. It went into Vector Motorsports, where I'm getting the car tuned and the work done on it. And believe it or not, I watched them do a header swap in about 35 minutes.
Wow.
It's just that easy. Quick? Yeah. They're very, either he's really good or it's really easy or a little combination of both. Cause I'm like, okay, I'll be back later. And he's like, no, don't you want to watch me do it? Sure enough, he had it done in 30 minutes. The difference on an L99 car, in just a factory manifold and catalytic converter versus a long tube, a stainless header, from Borla is, who I went with the header and exhaust, by the way. Is just dramatic. I've got some pictures I'm going to be posting on my car project blog at phantomss.com. The dyno results were very impressive.
Okay.
20 plus horsepower just with headers. Adding an intake added another 10 horsepower.
Really?
So now I'm up to 368 horsepower. Wow. At the tire on a Mustang.
What kind of intake did you go with?
They were doing a prototype. I want to say that was a Vera. No, not a Vera Ram. They were using my car to tune an L99 intake and header combo.
Okay.
I'm not quite sure what intake it was. They're all extremely similar when it comes down to it, in my opinion. But interestingly enough, and nobody will believe me, that without headers, putting an intake on doesn't do any good on an L99 car.
Okay.
No good at all. We spent days trying to figure it out. So that's it could be just my car being a fluke, but that's the way it turned out.
Okay.
Anyway, this week, as people are listening to this, the Magna Charger supercharger that I picked up from Hot Part, he's still got a special $750 off.
That's incredible.
Yeah, a Magna Charger. If anybody wants one for the 2010 Camaro, that's a place to get it from. That's going to go on. Along with the Borla exhaust, I went with the touring exhaust, not the race exhaust,
uh-huh.
because I don't want it too loud.
Right.
And then we're going to go back in for dyno tuning, and then
the
wheels
car,
and
then
tires.
The car ships
and
out,
and
next
ships
week.
Out in a couple of weeks there, and it'll be in SEMA, so like yeah. we talked about. Check out all the updates as I post them at phantomss.com. I love posting there. I love having a personal car site, just
yeah.
like how we got started, man.
That's right.
So in the meantime, I guess I'm going to probably go back and get to work on something.
Okay.
As usual, we thank you very much for listening and call in and tune in next week.
We'll see you next week.
Thanks for listening to the Camaro Z28.com podcast. If you have questions or comments for Chris and Jason, call our voicemail hotline, 586-486-3182. Or send your comments by email, webmasters@CamaroZ28.com. Once again, thank you for listening to Camaro Z28.com podcast. We'll see you next week.